This week's Torah portion is called Naso. It discusses the Nazir. The Nazir was a person who chose to dedicate himself to God by making a voluntary oath to abstain from wine and other grape products, cutting his hair, and from having any contact with the dead. The word Nazir means to separate oneself, and indeed the objective was to separate from the ways of the common people. After the Nazir terminated his vow, he was required to bring a sin offering to atone for the sin of denying himself the pleasure of wine. While abstinence might look like a great religious virtue on the surface, the Nazir is actually criticized on two levels. Firstly, by retreating from the world, he is denying himself certain pleasures. In Judaism, we come closer to God by benefiting from every aspect of God's creation. Secondly, the Rambam Maimonides made clear that such a choice is really a compromise and is only intended as a corrective measure for someone who might take excessive pleasure in life. The lesson that emerges here is that the life of a Nazir is by no means an ideal Jewish lifestyle. Being excessively righteous has serious consequences. I know many people who have decided to become more religious. Some of them choose to live a life of separation, cut off from their families, friends, and community, and from society at large. I believe such an approach is erroneous. The religious person who retreats from others in the name of piety loses the opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem, to magnify God's name by influencing others in a positive way. Let's take another example. It is a good thing to be nice to others. However, if you take such an extreme position that you are so magnanimous and always afraid to defend yourself out of fear that you might step on other people's toes, then you will be the one to be walked on in life. Such an attitude often places us in dangerous situations. Judaism does not advocate extreme approaches to life, but rather requires us to exercise our common sense in achieving a balance in every endeavor we choose to engage in. The book of Kohelet warns us, Al tehi tzadik harbe, do not be overly righteous. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org, where you will find our podcasts, both past and present. And check us out on Facebook and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. Please feel free to leave your comments or any questions you might have. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.